The Sentai Review, episode 163, The King of Kongs. Well, it's the same Saturday for us, another Wednesday for you YouTubers, and whenever Seth gets to it, which is whenever.
Sneeze!
And a sneeze by a bill.
Oh, Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, sorry.
Scott Action Jackson.
Nick the Lone Paladin.
And Shane
McCree, proto guy who's currently in the bathroom taking a piss. Yeah. He'll be back in a minute.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, we are back and we are tackling a continuation on something else.
We said we'd do it. We're fun to do it.
Yeah, that's something that
we
absolutely.
As soon as we wait for Shane to get done in the bathroom taking a piss.
That's something that's absolute.
Well,
is to do the things we say we're
right.
going to do. And because we said we were going to do it, it's time to beat upon our chests and climb buildings.
Ready to get your Kong on?
Ook ook ook!
And Shane does a fist pump.
Hi.
Well, take us in, man.
Okay.
Like, we're going to be here forever.
We're going to the 1933 King Kong.
Yes. Oh, boy. This is going to be the best.
I own this. I even own the Remastery Special Edition they came out with on Blu-ray, where they actually challenged directors like JJ to come in and make the same movie, and he couldn't fucking do it. Can't do it. Back then, studios were very careful about the way that they made movies, and it was movie magic for a reason. Nowadays, there's fucking behind the scenes and all this kind of footage and how we did this and look at our fucking dick size. We did this, we did this, we did this, we did this. Back then, they would make these movies and you would say, how did they do that? And they would say,
movie magic.
No, they'd say, fuck you, that's how.
No, they'd be like, I did it.
There was no responses ever.
Yeah.
And if you got caught back then, if you ever notice, if you pay real close attention, actors were not, they didn't just go from one movie to another movie to another movie. They stuck with studios. If you were working for Universal, you were a Universal actor, and that's where you were. And if you fucking went over to Paramount and did a movie, you ain't fucking coming back.
Yeah.
You had to be a bad motherfucking actor.
Yeah, I mostly know that with the Martin and Lewis thing. When they split up, their contracts were still with Paramount. So they had to finish up the rest of their picture contract with Paramount.
Yep. Well, this happened quite often if you pay attention. Like most of these actors, they'd stick with one company basically until they fucking died. They just keep making movies. Well, part of that was because if you went off to another studio and started talking about how we did this, how we did that, how we did this, they would remove your ass from Hollywood. They were not interested in giving away their secrets. And because of that, King Kong, 1933, is still a movie by today's standards. They don't know how it was done. Literally. They have no fucking clue how that was done. They asked these new age directors to come in, and they said, utilizing the technology of the time, make that movie. Couldn't do it. These new guys have no clue how that was done.
All right, so here we go, 1933, King Kong. Once it opens, there we go.
Yes, Uka.
Because yeah, this is the one that we reviewed for the monster fights back in the day, wasn't it?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Objects on case may not be actual size.
Yep.
The original 1933 classic in glorious black and white.
And there will be a few images.
Now on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And there will
in
be some
glorious
images.
Black and white.
I have it.
I think I did find some images that were colorized, so.
Well, wouldn't it just be even more shades of black and white?
If I'm not mistaken, there was a project done, and some famous people stood against this project, where they were going into movies like this, and they were digitally putting in color. I think it was a process called True Color. I can't remember.
Sounds familiar.
But there were some certain directors, some famous people that stepped forward.
Yep.
That said, don't fucking touch it. Movies are art. If it was built this way, leave it the fuck alone. And then, some of the same people that stepped forward and said, it is inappropriate to take these pieces of art and then add to them or take away or change their structure, later went on to be George fucking Lucas.
Yep.
He stood against the making and changing of these films, saying they were art, leave them the fuck alone. Once the movie is made, it is no longer your movie. It belongs to the public, and it is an expression. You wouldn't repaint the Mona Lisa. Leave it the fuck alone. Yep. And then he did Star Wars.
Yep.
Again.
Yep.
And again.
And
again. And again.
Well, actually, yeah, he only did it a handful of times, so.
Well, that's why
every
didn't
single
add another
time
again.
It was released,
yep.
Every time it was released, it has been changed.
Yep.
Every time, it was changed when it went to
there
VHS.
There was the theaters, the VHS, the special edition VHSs, the DVDs, the special edition DVDs.
There was changed for LaserDisc before it was even changed for DVD.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Forgot LaserDisc.
Yeah, there were actually changes to the LaserDisc
and then Blu-ray. So that's 7 or 8 different changes right there.
Don't you own the original cut?
I had.
You have a original cut.
I had the VHS at one time.
But
that is actually not the original cut. There
I
were
still
changes
have
made
all
to the VHS.
Three of my original VHSs and my special edition.
The
VHSs.
Only way to have an uncut, untouched, originally aired in theaters broadcast is to have the actual reel. To have
and
one of the
like
actual
the
reels.
Old, like, VHS tapes.
No. Even they were altered. They're the most least altered.
Yeah.
But even they are not the original theatrical versions.
So the original cut on the reel did not have Jabba at the Millennium Falcon?
No.
Oh, it had some guy standing in.
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt was a dude.
No. He wasn't there at all. The original theatrical feature did not have that scene anywhere in the movie.
Oh,
it was cut before production.
It, yeah.
Yep.
Then it was added later on.
Because, I own the Blu-ray, so mine's been fucking altered like a son of a bitch.
Yours has Shifty Neck Solo.
I did find a source for a version of the unaltered that I gave one to Bill, so.
I do have to say one thing about this King Kong thing, Bill. I'm really glad he was only, like, 2 stories tall. Because if that motherfucker would have been walking down the street, I would have shit myself to death, came back to life, and been like, nope, back to dead. Because fuck that.
Next.
Look, that's
dude
not
is
even,
like.
That's not even the worst part. If that would have been King
look,
Kong.
All right, let's just say
that
this.
That woman is already insane.
Yeah, that woman is huge.
I don't even care
that's
about that.
That's a huge bitch.
See, huge bitch is okay. Monkey who's.
Does that mean they teamed
right,
up
let's
with
just say this.
The 50 foot.
That's the Empire State Building right there, right? That is my assumption.
I'm thinking
that is at dick level of King Kong on the fucking cover.
Does that mean Adam owns the Empire State Building? Because Adam gets dick.
Next.
Oh my gosh.
Big God. Monkey head.
Monkey head.
Monkey head. Wasn't Universal Studios famous for this monkey head?
Yes. Yeah, for years.
Okay, maybe it's just me, but does that monkey have gold teeth?
No, it's he doesn't brush and he just eats people. So that's probably just a chunk of person and bone.
Okay.
Next.
See, look, yeah. He doesn't brush his teeth. Now he lost a lot of his front teeth.
Bitch, I eat people.
And he's eating a guy.
Can I be honest with you? Look at that guy. He doesn't care.
That guy's just like, man, my life sucks anyways. I was going to jump.
Excuse me. I am a fuck-mothering gorilla, and I killed a lot of people to get this title.
He ate a lot of people to get that title. Get it right, Seth.
Dude, I'm just saying, that guy is so uninterested that he is being eaten.
So wait, does that mean King Kong takes enthusiastic walks through the jungle?
Very enthusiastic walks.
Next.
See, he looks so goddamn goofy.
Oh, yeah.
Go back to the other one.
He likes that lady.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Go back to the other pictures. They were better. They looked more like a monkey.
Nah. Oh, wait. Wrong thing.
Next.
Dude.
Gotta fight a T-Rex, Bill.
Dude, that's so good. And also, that T-Rex is famous for doing something that... It's a small thing, but it's actually in movie history. It's incredibly fucking famous that... What do your movie monsters do in their spare time? What do they do? Because right now...
They take a nap.
No, they but around. See, that's exactly it. Oftentimes, these movie monsters would show up on screen, they'd fight, they'd punch each other in the head or whatever, and yada yada, one of them would die or whatever, and that'd be the end of it. And then any other time you've seen them, he's right, they'd be sleeping. This T-Rex is the first time ever where you've seen it when it was unoccupied. It kind of walked around, looked left, kind of was bored, itched its chin.
Okay, that is highly unbelievable.
Walked off
because it's a fucking
chin.
T-Rex.
No, it's very believable.
Should not be able to itch its chin.
It moves its head down and actually scratches its chin and then kind of looks around and then kind of wanders. And it's a small little thing, but it brought a life to that thing there that is still missing today in most monsters that are on screen.
Yep.
It's okay. T-Rex still can't raise the roof.
This fight scene, I've seen bits and pieces of this movie, but never all the way through. This fight, you know how you said...
Oh, no, that's right. You passed out. Never mind.
You said that all these New Age directors tried to reenact this movie with the 30s technology.
Yes.
Was this fight claymation?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, she's in the fight.
So they had to...
That is a lot of clay, Shane. That
no.
is a lot of clay.
As or far as they can guess, what happened here was they made this fight, then they made her do all the other stuff, then this is a combination of puppets, claymation, a type of green screen layered film effect,
yeah,
which was not easy
the
back then.
No.
Yeah.
It was very hard back then. And
probably
also, there's also another thing where there's a big giant screen here, and they're projecting that fight back there while she's doing things in the foreground. So it's like a massive combination of puppet work, film overlays, claymation, and projection work.
Yep.
So it was.
It's incredibly versatile and amazing for its time.
Yep.
Edited very well.
Very well.
Next.
And that's mine. Bad
see,
bird.
Now, see, this doesn't
Give me
look
back
claymation.
My woo, man.
But see, that's exactly what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it's
dude, if you watch this movie and really think about it, these are puppets, claymation, projections, overlays. Like, they would make it where, like, that arm is real because she has to be in that arm. So that's a big puppet work. And then the claymation would be kind of layered into the background through projections, and then puppets would take the place of the action from time to time, and it would switch from like headshots to arm shots to like where it would just like slap the bird and the bird would be a real bird for a minute. Then it would go back to the claymation where he would drop her out of the puppet hand, and then all these mountains would be kind of like real in the foreground, and she could climb across that, and then they would layer the film on top of one another so that it looked like King Kong was there, but he actually isn't. That's one piece of film on top of another piece of film, and that creates the illusion in editing. You have to do it from time to time where when you insert a picture,
yeah,
and the picture, yeah, has to go across the screen, that layer of film has to be on top of the sub-layer, mm-hmm, of film that's on the, yeah, bottom in order to create the effect where both films play at the same time and it looks like they were one thing.
Yep.
Now, something else to note with this, look at the pterodactyl. Look at its wings. Those are actually more realistic than a lot of stuff that I've seen nowadays.
Right.
Well, nowadays, but everything's because, CGI.
Well,
yeah, that's
CGI
a shame, too.
Plus, at the same time,
well,
practical
I mean, they,
effect.
They do a
with.
Lot of work with CGI that almost passes off as, oh, shit, that's real. No, that's CGI.
I think it passes off for about a year. Our eyes, it's just like that weird thing that's coming around the bend now where things are looking real. And they're not real, and
right,
somehow you can tell that it's soulless, but you can't until you give it about a year.
They talk. Yeah. It's kind of like Rogue One. When they added in,
Tarkin.
Peter Cushing?
Admiral Tarkin.
Oh,
yeah,
I know
Peter
what
Cushing.
You're talking about. Yeah,
Peter Cushing's character. Yeah.
When they CGI'd him in completely.
I could still.
For a good minute or so, I was like, oh, shit.
I mean, okay.
And then I was like, wait, he's dead.
When you first glance at it, you're like, oh, that's cool. And then you're like,
I was like, shit, that's Peter Cushing.
Then you look at it again and you're like, oh, I can kind of tell.
Well, I mean, they kind of CGI'd him at the end of Revenge of the Sith.
I thought he looked real when he was a reflection in the glass. And as soon as he turned around, the illusion was lost on me.
Yeah.
Next.
Monkey not happy.
How big was
chained
he supposed
up.
To be?
25 feet.
25 feet?
I think he's only 25 feet.
Two stories.
That's the reason why he lost to Zilla in the original monster fights, is because, sadly, 25 feet does not compare to, like, 30, 40 stories tall.
Punt.
Yeah. Sadly, that's about as big as his ankle.
Years ago, when we did the monster battles, and we were picking battle partners, we took him versus Zilla without realizing just how different they really were. And even Zilla was big enough to be like, fuck out of here. Kick.
Yeah, but
we're like, well, fuck, we made a miscalculation.
Zilla would sneeze and King Kong would fly a half a continent.
Of course, then again, we also made another miscalculation when we pitted the mummy up against the fucking headless horseman from Johnny Depp's Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, we figured
we're
out
like,
that horseman had hands
fuck.
Down. The mummy had no shot at all.
No.
Next.
Get it.
I want to fly too.
I think this was like a lot of claymation and stop motion stuff right here.
It's a lot of stop motion, and then they would film the pilots behind us. Like, they would film the monkey by himself in claymation, like swiping and things. Then they would do a thing where there's like a projection screen in front of him, and the pilot was like a real, in like a, you know, like the fake jet thing, and he's like trying to fly, and it would play it in front of him so it looked like he was flying around the gorilla. And like,
and then these are like model planes.
Yes, and then yeah. there was like little model planes, and there was puppetry work, and it is amazing,
Scott,
what they did in this movie.
What building did King Kong climb?
It's supposed to be the Empire State.
Nope.
They often tell you all the time.
The Empire State Building's that building in the background.
Yep.
It climbed the Chrysler Building.
Yep.
They often tell you all the time that like, Casablanca, I believe, is referenced as one of the greatest movies ever made.
Yeah.
I would argue that maybe not storyline-wise, but this film may be the most powerful technical marvel of movie magic that had ever been produced up till this time, and for probably a decade after, at least.
Next. Okay, that's it for this Kong. So, we rate this Kong?
Well, we did it for the Godzillas.
Here's the thing. Like I said, this is the 30s. Time period. You gotta put time period. This is the OG King Kong, alright?
Right.
You know, for what they did in the 30s, this is absolutely amazing. This is actually quite impressive. I'm giving this guy a 4. Because it's the 30s. Because they were able to do what they could do back then with limited technology, and still bring this thing to life? I mean, yeah, now if you watch it, can you tell?
And he's before Godzilla.
Yeah.
Godzilla's 55.
Yeah, he's...
So,
yeah.
I mean, really stop and think
he's
about the time gap here, and Godzilla often looks more fake than he does sometimes.
Well, yeah. We can obviously see like a rubber suit. We can tell that that's a rubber suit.
Yes.
Right.
This, I'm still under, like, right here. You know, like you said, claymation when he's doing this. But standing there, puppetry maybe? Don't know. I'm not an editor, director, anything like that. Somebody told me, how did they do that?
Yep.
Fuck you, that's how.
It's an amazing documentary when they bring those directors in, and they're like, they just ask them, they say, this scene right here, this 15 minutes, make it.
The goofy.
And they play around with it for like a month or so, and every single one of the directors is like, I don't know how they did this.
The goofy looking expressions, I'm fine with. He's a big monkey. He's going to make faces when he doesn't understand.
Monkeys look goofy. Right. Monkeys look goofy. I mean, realistically. And yet at the same time, for all the goofiness, look at that.
Yeah. And let's be real. He's not
His
even a
His face
monkey.
Is very mean and angry right there. Yeah, he's a gorilla. Yes.
Yeah, he's a gorilla.
Right.
But and gorillas do make weird faces. I mean, I don't.
He has it has an incredible range for its time.
Mm-hmm. It does. It really does. And that's why I gave it such a high score.
3.6.
That's still good.
4.3.
That's a good one.
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Yeah, I'm at 4.6. I'm still amazed every time I see it.
Even little
things during the claymation, you're watching it, his hairs move.
Somehow all of our random scores made a 20, so OG King Kong is a 4 overall.
Straight 4, damn it.
Yeah, like
no point.
One of the other things about it is that the claymation was not the claymation is actually
even feel
hairy.
At this point.
So when he's wandering around and whatnot, his fur and stuff actually moves because of the way the claymation
was
because he actually is a furry puppet thing.
If we could talk to the guy who came up with that idea, he's very dead.
He's very dead.
Yeah.
You know, I would like
just
to,
like,
unless he's
just
still
like
at
a couple
100,
minutes dead.
But, you know.
Okay.
I like to pick his brain.
1962.
Yes!
Okay, so hold on a second. We had 1933 King Kong.
Yep.
Then he vanished for 3 fucking decades, and now he's back versus Godzilla.
All because of Frankenstein.
Yep.
Yeah. All because of Frankenstein.
All because of Frankenstein.
For those of you who didn't see the Godzilla episode, pause
go back and watch it.
Go back and watch it, because we explained it.
This is going to suck. Hold on, let me try to open it this way, since the first one's been a bitch.
There goes Tokyo!
Gojira! It's a JPEG instead of a JPG.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
How big is King Kong supposed to be in this movie?
They are about equal. Yeah, they're as big as.
Okay, so original Godzilla was...
Well, it's not Zilla, it's Godzilla.
So I said, the original Godzilla.
Right.
Yeah, this Godzilla, you're looking at the 60s one right now.
God, 160 feet tall?
I honestly would not know off the top of my head.
Hold on, let me go back. I'll find the damn photo
but
in the
this,
messenger. I know it's
this, for as goofy as this is, I don't give a fuck. This is still one of my favorite movies I've ever watched.
It's in
no,
color.
That's a hangout room. Fuck.
I watched the shit about this movie.
Next.
Yes! that's when they drug his ass so he can get him to go to sleep so they can transfer him from the island. Because they find him on the island. And they're like, we're going to move his ass to, we're going to move his ass off the island. And so they drug him with this crap. I can't even remember what it is. Something
I thought
to get
he
him to drink.
Drunk more than.
I think 54 is the closest that we have.
Yeah.
In which case, based off that, he's about 50 meters tall.
Okay. So that puts King Kong roughly 50 meters. So he had a growth spurt.
Next.
Yes, there it
chug,
is.
Chug, 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 chug.
See, and this is what I was talking about giving credit to the 30s, is, look, this is when they start doing the costumes and the tokusatsu filming, and he looks
How
bad.
Tall did you say, Seth?
50 meters, so about 150 feet tall.
It's 164 feet.
Yeah. He actually does not look as good as he did in the 30s.
Oh, I can tell. I can tell.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, my God.
That's oh,
awful.
God.
My Lord.
Ah, it's so good.
Hey, you guys want to come over and see my trees? They're pretty cool.
This one
How covers about these rocks?
Nuts.
I got a cliff behind me.
Next.
Yes.
Holy fuck, that guy's tall. Dude with
you know,
dude with sunglasses is not much shorter than Godzilla.
You know, that Godzilla suit actually looks really fucking sweet.
It's not sweet to wear it.
Oh, I guarantee it's not.
Oh, my God.
Either one of them
that motherfucker, how much did that thing weigh?
It was heavy as shit, dude. It was like a giant fucking sponge.
Was it like? Was it comparable to what Michael Keaton had to wear with that fucking bat suit?
I would tell you it's worse than what Michael Keaton was wearing.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael Keaton actually was able to, I don't know, have the wind on his face at least. This poor bastard. He had to hope that something blew through the mouth and down the neck.
Next.
I can't see shit in this. What the fuck is going on?
Get your patty cake on.
Let's dance.
That face is so smashed together with how bad the quality of the picture is.
In this
so
fight,
good.
In this fight, I think King Kong would win and become the patty cake champion.
Okay, do you want to know what King Kong's face looks like to me right now? It is a combination between the Nazi face getting melted in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Arnold Schwarzenegger's eyes exploding out of his head in Total Recall, and a dude with a fro.
I think he looks like Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
That too! Yeah. So you combine all four of those.
Oh my God, it does!
Yeah.
I had to pick
what
for that for a minute.
Shit?
Yep. Yeah.
I had to, that's an older movie. That's a new Oh, no, yeah, he's doing the flare chop. Yeah.
So
he has trouble keeping those gators down.
So Godzilla looks like he's about to bust a rap. And King Kong is like his backup dancer.
Oh, shit.
Next.
Yeah!
You're a dick!
Mitch Rock!
He threw a rock, and he's getting ready to play jump rope with with Godzilla's tail.
Dude, Mitch Rock!
King Kong throws King Kong rock
wait,
smash.
Wait. I know what King Kong's doing. He's getting ready to fight Superman. Because King Kong throws a rock.
Man, he just went all the way back to the takeouts in the original chairs introductions.
Damn right. Yep. Bill throws a rock.
Next.
King Kong throws a rock. It's super effective.
Sometimes, right. Bill, we got to bring it back to the OG.
Okay.
We get to rate this Kong.
Once again.
Two.
This is the 60s.
Two.
This
1.5.
Well, this is the
Say 2.5. So
I actually,
even two.
Godzilla passes for me. This is very rough. The monkey suit thing.
Okay, Shane agrees.
He looks,
God
he looks
damn it,
so
Shane!
Derpy.
Even two fucking moving on.
I love this movie,
it.
But I'm not oblivious to how bad he looks.
Like I was saying, it's the 60s, but even then, the technology's gotten a little bit better, and it's and somehow we went
yes and no because you got to remember this is still a Japanese
you betrayed
movie,
me.
So their technology is behind ours.
Yeah, he did.
1966 to 1969.
To knock the score down below
the
two.
King Kong show.
Yes.
Wait.
It was a TV show that went for 3 years.
Yes.
Called
yes,
the King Kong Show.
Yes. It was the King Kong Show.
Well, to be fair, that's the most real. And it looks closest to a gorilla.
It is the King Kong Show, not the Kong King Show.
RKO General.
Why does that company sound really familiar?
Out of nowhere.
Because the company came from out of nowhere.
Oh, that's a wrestling reference.
Next.
No, seriously, RKO sounds really familiar.
It was an old
company. It comes from out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was an old
it's
company.
It's an old cartoon company. I want to say they used to make piss.
Didn't they do like
Casper?
I mean,
probably. Who knows?
Did they do the old Casper?
I think
cartoon?
They did. That might have been it. Hold on.
Well, I'll look it up. Just you guys keep talking.
Look at that fucking monkey.
Yeah, I see that monkey.
Bill, it's a cartoon.
Dude, 60s cartoons are so bad.
Next.
Oh, my God.
He's got a crown on his head. He's the King Kong.
Oh, no, I didn't say this was good. I just said, hey, look at it.
Jesus, the animation is so bad.
The animation? Look at him! It's not even the anthem.
Next.
No, come on, Bill. Come on.
Oh, my God, with the Scooby face.
Sad.
No. I don't need Puff the fucking happy gorilla.
Wasn't this like Speed Racer type of animation style?
No, Speed Racer is better than that.
Ooh.
Marginally, but still better.
Astro Boy was better, and that was, what, the 50s?
Next. No, Astro Boy's 60s. Which is this. This was 60s. God, why am I
No,
not?
I think you're wrong. Because Astro Boy was in the atomic concept age, and the 50s was very much the alien age.
Next.
I don't like how happy he is. He's supposed to be angry.
God. No, he's not. He's Happy Kong. He got his own TV show, Shane.
He's a kid-friendly show. He's got to be happy.
He's happy. Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Well, I'm figuring out puzzles. Ugh.
Well, Kong is intelligent as shit.
Next.
Oh, they're trying to reenact the original, yeah.
Next.
Oh.
Look how fucked he is.
He's kind of tied up.
Fuck life.
Next.
I'm noticing that somebody here's not really saying much.
I'm doing what he's doing. I'm looking up shit.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry.
Way better animation, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Tom and
so,
Jerry.
So let's rate this
one.
Kong.
I'm sorry they had
Except
to see
it
this.
Wasn't the cat and mouse Tom and Jerry.
Actually, no. One is, this is simply bad. This guy, he gets that zero. I'm sorry you had to know this existed.
I'll agree with that.
I'm being kind. I'll give it a one.
Oh, okay. Hold on. RKO did Felix the Cat. That's how it sounds familiar.
Okay.
And I fucking loved Felix the Cat. Still do.
One.
I loved Eek.
Well,
I miss Eek.
Does this go on the list, Shane? Is this something we have to revisit?
Put it on the list!
Scott.
I give it a one.
Hand me that list.
Ha! Okay. You just made the list! Yes!
Cartoon Sad Monkey is a 0.4.
Hey, guess what? It's 0.4 more than it deserves.
Is a sad rating.
Right?
Hey, I know what's going to get the Shiny Turd Award for this episode.
1967, King Kong Escapes.
Know. Escapes from what?
Hopefully that goddamn cartoon.
Came out the same year.
It's kind of true. It's probably why they named it Escapes. He's fighting Mecha Kong!
Yes!
Wait, is Mecha Kong shooting a weird laser out of a third eye?
He has like a laser on top of his head.
I got scared.
Woo. Is that the Loch Ness Monster?
That's Nessie.
But I was looking at the name right underneath of it, and I thought for a second it said Akira Toriyama. I was about to be like, this better be goddamn amazing. That's all I'm saying.
No.
But it's not animated.
Forgetful Toriyama.
It might be Forgetful Toriyama.
I forgot I was in this. I had any part in it.
Next. No, actually, Akira Toriyama was a baby at this time.
Oh.
I want to say this is continued from the storyline of the King Kong versus Godzilla, but I honestly cannot remember.
What the fuck is that? The fuck am I looking at?
That's a big lizard.
King Kong's face looks
already
really creepy.
I got to see another picture.
It's
got
to impress the fuck out of me to do better than
that. I mean, Mecha Kong looks cool.
Next.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm sticking with that. Yeah.
What the fuck is that on the side of his head? What is that?
The side of his head, his hand, the puppetry is coming apart.
The fucking... Oh, no. The fucking wire shit is coming out of his fucking hands. Oh, that's good.
Is it sad that reminds me of those shitty fucking Rangers we got as kids where after a while yes. they would break and you get the
yep,
fucking
you get the wires that
out
came out of
yeah.
them?
Oh, you mean the G.I. Joes?
Yeah.
Next.
I never had mine in G.I. Oh, Joe form. He's talking looks, about those really those guys that were like this. They were like across
oh, yeah.
and they were like made
okay.
of rubber.
T-pose Rangers.
I thought you were yeah. talking about, you know, how like if you played around with your G.I. Joes too much, like they would come apart at the hips.
No, we had what was it? It was
I know
like
which one you're talking
rubber,
about now.
Yeah, with the wireframe.
He looks too sad here.
I think we got something fucked up.
Well, I'm about to make him sad.
We're in the 60s.
Yeah.
We're in the 60s. Yeah. See, the 30s realistically should have looked like this, and the 60s should have looked like the 30s. Why did we get it backwards?
It's because after the 30s, people were like, hey, we want to make Kong again. How did you do that? And the old timers went, fuck you, that's how.
Here, let me tell you. I'll write it down.
This,
no, Shane, instead of
his
the
fur
Cold
looks
salute,
better than King
let me
Kong.
Explain how this works. Japan. Next.
His fur looks better than it did in the...
Hey, that one doesn't look too bad.
His face looks like it's melting.
Don't worry about that. I mean, look at the fucking dinosaur. The dinosaur looks good.
Dinosaur's biting his leg.
Good.
But it looks cool.
Should take his fucking face off and put a new one on. I have to look. Watching this movie, you have to look at Kong's face. It's melting. It's like they did this out in the summertime when it was like 102 out.
And they made the head out of wax.
Next.
Hey, that one's better, Shane.
Looks like he's about to do the Thriller.
He would get a point if that was true. Because
this is King Kong! King Kong now!
Damn it, you said that. Now all I can think of is Send for the Man.
Next.
Yes! Oh. Robobot!
Robobot.
He's got like this tiny little turd tail thing coming out. What the shit?
Next.
Yeah. What's with you?
Bitch Rock! Hold on a second. I want you to notice one big thing. Look at his arms. Look at his chest. Look at his stomach area. Now look at his itty bitty legs.
Yeah.
That's not the thing I'm noticing. Is that a shark in the background?
That's what I noticed.
You shut
day,
up.
Yeah.
They're setting up Sharknado fucking 50 years ahead of time, all right?
Where do you see a shark?
You see the fin? Right in between the two?
Hold on.
Right in the middle. Right there.
That's a building.
Yeah, that's part of the building back here.
Well, I'm
that looks like a shark fin.
That's a building.
That's how terrible it is.
Right?
Okay. What building looks like it's in the fucking Arctic?
They
the
went to Hoth.
Stayed in the Arctic.
Shane, they're on Hoth. Over that rocky ridge. Hold on. Over that rocky ridge, Han Solo just cut open a Tauntaun and shoved Luke Skywalker in it.
That would get another point for being on Hoth. I'm not giving this monkey anything.
Thriller and Hoth.
And what is with Kong being... What, you can't throw a rock when the motherfucker's looking at you?
No, he's going to...
Always got...
He's not throwing the rock. He's going to beat him with a rock.
And he's got that face. It's a good
just
face.
Rip one of the road flares off his chest and shove it down his mouth. Game over.
Next.
Moving on.
Oh,
now you guys are tag teaming.
Why?
Really?
Tag team the dinosaur.
His face
it's
is
a triple
amazing.
Threat match.
Look at them. Look at him. Look at that face.
You know what? Do you want to know what Mecha Kong kind of reminds me of?
Something cool.
Kind of reminds me of the Mecha Turtle. Little bit.
Okay.
That's a good dinosaur, though.
That dinosaur is awesome. They blew their entire budget for the King Kong movie on the dinosaur.
That's a lot of snow and shit, man.
Next.
Now
and that explosion.
Now they're in Paris. You know, you guys are dead.
So,
you know how long it takes to fucking, you know, rebuild the Eiffel Tower?
Head laser.
So, Mega Kong is shooting double lasers.
2 weeks.
And putting his foot.
Just put some Gorilla Glue on it.
Okay, so Mega Kong is shooting two lasers and pulling a Red Foreman on a dinosaur.
They're going to have plenty after the double kick.
Oh, shit, no.
Next. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
So,
I already gave mine.
I have a question now.
Oh,
did
go
you
ahead.
Make the list? All of those pictures that we've seen, I didn't see Nessie. That better not have been that dinosaur.
It was that dinosaur.
I think it was that dinosaur.
It was a dinosaur.
Scott, go back.
Please go back to the very first picture.
Oh, God. That does not. That's not a. I'm done.
It's a motherfucking T-Rex, Shane.
On a T-Rex.
That is literally
T-Rex.
That looks like the Loch Ness Monster. That is, what the fuck? That's false advertisement. There was not one picture with the Loch Ness Monster. And first off, how did they get from the Arctic to Paris so quickly?
Shane, you just have to ask yourself one question. What the fuck, Japan? What the fuck, Japan?
Anyway.
Stealing from Babylon again.
Anyway.
Sorry, borrowing.
Oh, my God. Fucking put him on the goddamn list.
Oh, good. Two in favor. Who else is agreeing with me? That's the third. Who
else?
The
movie's good. Fur design is actually better than it was in the...
But I can't get over the face.
In the Kong versus Godzilla.
It does, but I can't
get
over...
The face is worse.
How?
I know.
The face is worse, and it's melting.
The technology is going backwards.
The puppetry is falling apart. And they didn't even bother to hide it.
One is fine.
Oh, hey, look at that. He got the same as fucking sad-ass cartoon. 0.4.
So we have a tie right now for the shiniest turd.
Yeah. For King Turd Award.
1976 King Kong.
Now, this is the first reboot-esque thing. King Kong has been remade multiple times.
Why do I feel like I just want to cry already?
Cross your fingers. I'm not going to look.
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Damn it!
Ooka, ooka.
I haven't looked yet.
He looks like a fat Super Saiyan.
Nope, I haven't looked yet. I'm too nervous.
Ozuru.
Oh, my God. The fucking the
He's
one
a
boss.
Fat Saiyan.
No, the one boss from Final Fantasy VI. You know who I'm talking about. The fucking goblin looking motherfucker.
You mean Ogre or
You know who I'm talking
about. Yeah, Purunga or something like that. Or Puru or fucking I don't know, I'd have to look it up.
Can we get a different picture?
The one that you had to fight in the destroyed world of ruin
you
with
guys talking
the
about
fucking
Fumbaba?
Fumbaba,
yeah,
that guy.
Go, that
He's a hairy Fumbaba.
Next.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what
Dollar
they did.
Store costume, look at that.
Hold on, here's what they did. They took the wolf man and made him fat.
So, Shane, you've only got enough money for one costume, Shane. And Halloween is a-coming.
Hold on.
Do you go as that?
No, Bill, we now have to
do
ask-
you go as... Paintball Ranger.
Paintball
well,
Ranger.
Well, Bill, we've officially created a new segment here. Shane, it's Halloween evening.
Well, let me tell you something. While that does look like the cheapest costume, his face isn't melting.
This is true.
So somehow the cheap costume looks better than what we just saw.
Now, well, I just told you. It's a fat wolf man outfit.
Yeah.
I don't hate Lon Chaney Kong.
Yes! Well, actually, this is not Lon Chaney Kong. This is like Bob Chaney Kong. Bob Chaney Kong the third.
Yeah.
It is their cousin.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. It looks better.
See, it's not bad.
It's not awful.
Lighting.
In the dark.
It's important.
Yeah.
Lighting is very important.
When it's in the dark with, like, torchlight, it looks good.
Yeah.
A lot of things look good in the dark.
Because
I can't see
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes you need it.
Exactly.
Next.
Okay,
yes.
Now,
see, what the fuck?
No.
That is way better than... Fucking
okay, no,
Bob Chaney the third.
That looks better.
See, every picture has increased
we're
it.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Next.
It's going to take a while, but we're going to get there.
See, and that looks even better.
Yeah, now it looks like a real monkey.
See, look.
Let us point out, once again, as I've tried to tell people for years, Japan is not a joke. It's about 15 fucking years behind us in cinema.
But here's the thing.
This is not Tokusatsu Godzilla.
Yeah, this is not this is not Japan. Listen, this is American.
See, every picture we've seen is progressively getting better.
Gotten better.
So like we look at Mighty Joe Young here and we can see that it looks better. And so I like it.
Next.
No, I don't.
What the shit?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
he made goofy faces in the 30s.
My thing is, why does his fingers look so wet?
Oh, they're by a waterfall.
Cause
by
oh, okay.
Because she's wet.
Yeah, she is.
And I think
I was like, what the shit?
I think this is
also something with the photo, because Kong looks like he's been
photoshopped.
And so does she. So I think somebody made this with like a different background.
Because it does look photoshopped.
Yeah.
Oh.
Put the goddamn crown on.
He is not happy.
Yeah.
That crown is terrible.
That crown was put on him for a reason.
Because he's called King Kong?
He wasn't King Kong.
He was just Kong.
Well, okay. I want to say on the island he's like Dora Khan. Dora Kong or some shit like that.
And when they brought him over here, they called him King.
And it's all marketing shit. He's the king
of the gorillas because he's how big he is.
And then they put the crown on him. The original story basically goes like this. This film producer, he wants to make a movie. He goes to this island. They discover the big monster. He tries to shoot his movie. It doesn't quite go over too well, but then he gets the idea. He'll capture the fucking monkey. Captures the monkey, brings it back to America, and then takes it to Vegas because why? Because I'm going to make that money. He turns him into a sideshow attraction. He breaks out and fucks up the city. And it's pretty much the way the story goes every time.
Now,
not in Vegas, though, because he breaks out in New York, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he,
breaks out in Vegas, travels across the country, and fucks up New York.
No, I think he is taken to New York and displayed.
Now, is every movie of that King Kong has ever been in, is it always Skull Island that he's on?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you seen this movie?
Yes.
Is it good?
I remember it being decent.
Okay.
I can't say it's nothing I've ever went out of my way to buy.
Okay.
Next.
I don't completely hate it, and that's saying something.
Yeah, compared to the last two, Jesus.
Well, I like to give.
Hey, upside is this one doesn't make the list.
Yeah, it's not making the list. So you've survived, buddy.
Next. Uh-oh, he's about
to
suplex.
He's picking up a fucking train.
He's going to
suplex
the train.
See, he looks even cooler now. But he kind of looks more human in the face.
It looks like a gorilla to me.
It looks like the precursor to Rampage.
I was just about to fucking say that.
My God, this thing just got even better.
Next.
Thanks, Seth.
Yep.
And it just died a little bit.
Actually, I think the more modern release of this, a lot of this has been edited because of the Twin Towers. Because of the September 11th.
You think that they actually edited the movie to take the towers out? Because that would be fucking straight up blasphemy.
I heard a lot of it was a lot of movies was edited because of the Twin Towers.
Sensitivity and shit.
Fuck their sensitivity. If that's true, fuck them. That's oh my God.
No, I understand, but there are movies like if you watch
like Home Alone 2.
I get the idea. A tragedy happened.
Yes.
Turning your back on it is the worst fucking thing you could ever do.
Yeah.
The whole idea of history is to learn from history so that it does not repeat. To bury the fucking situation is to invite the situation to happen again.
Well, I don't know.
Yep.
To be fair, when they did build another tower...
Actually, they built two towers. One was bigger, though, so...
Well,
that's how the... World Trade Center towers were one was taller than the other.
Yeah.
That's because one of them had, like, antennas and shit.
All I'm saying is that do not go back to the movies of the past where the towers still stood and alter them so the towers are not there. That is fucking straight up wrong.
Right.
I was not aware of that practice. I knew it happened in Spider-Man, but I just assumed the idea for that.
The only thing, they edited was the fucking reflection off of his eyes.
Yes, and they took out that weird scene where he caught that helicopter in between.
Okay, yes, yeah. Yes.
But
yes.
Thank God they did that because that was really fucking cheesy. Anyway.
And they also modified chunks of Metal Gear Solid 2 because of
it
that
would have really looked really bad.
I get where you're getting at, but yeah, they did that, but they didn't take the. They didn't edit the towers completely.
Look, if you
want to
edit them out for movies that were being filmed at that time and so on and so forth, yes, I get that.
Because it was fresh.
It is absolutely inappropriate to remove them. Because this is supposed to take place...
In New York.
In the 60s.
In this time.
Because to be fair, if you do it that way...
And they're there.
I understand that it didn't fall down. It didn't collapse, but it still got struck. Then you would, if people are sensitive, then you have to edit out the Pentagon every fucking time a movie comes out. I know that still stands. Only one
fucking war movie shows up. My God, we got to get to the Pentagon. Just go to Air Force Base there.
I get it. Sensitivity people, especially the people that dealt with that shit.
If we're going to do that, we need to take the White House out, too. Because that motherfucker was burned down in the War of 1812.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm sensitive about it.
Yep. Sensitive. Can't do it.
Were you there when it happened?
Every single copy of Schindler's List.
That's the thing, though. Like, I get it. You know, maybe edit it out, like, around when it happened because it was still very fresh. It was still painful.
Right.
It's been 18 years.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we ignore.
Never forget what happened.
Right. I'm not saying ever ignore the situation, but if they're really going into old movies and removing if that's really happening, that's not okay.
And Home Alone 2 was 92, 93-ish?
Thereabouts, yes. Yeah.
And they took the World Trade Center out of that, even though it was just maybe like a minute.
Did they really?
Yeah.
So the new Blu-ray releases don't have a passing scene of them?
Probably. I mean, I remember when I had the DVD version. And tried watching, it's like, where are they? Because Kevin was on the top of one of them overlooking New York in one of the scenes.
And that scene's no longer in those movies?
Nope.
I was unaware of this situation.
Yeah, that's a little fucking stupid.
I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, next.
Okay, I don't know where he's standing on. He's very high.
He's on a building somewhere.
Because there's the bridge.
We'll assume the Chrysler building again.
It's probably true. I climbed the Chrysler building in Spider-Man, so I know New York now.
See,
I swung around New York. I know it now.
See, I would have done that, but instead I was busy throwing some stuff in this magical forge thing and hitting it with this weird hammer.
Oh yeah, I've done that.
And same bib 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 bib.
No, I was going mum 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 because I was working evil magic.
It's not evil magic.
Next,
no, it's not. Holy shit, he got shot the fuck up.
Of magic.
But I know he did get shot up in the original.
Yeah,
yeah, but they didn't. They couldn't really show it as well. This is like he looks like. He looks like he tangled with the paintball ranger, Bill.
Back in the 60s, they were real hardcore about, like, super red ketchup blood.
Yeah.
Or they needed to do a lot of gore, they used Jell-O.
Next.
Jell-O. Oh, that's a dead Kong. Or dying Kong.
Yeah, probably.
And I actually don't think
that's over there
stops.
In the corner.
I think even in the 80s, you could see some of the slasher films where the blood is just way too red.
Yeah.
Super food coloring.
Look at the guy with the camera over there. Look how happy he is. Like, oh, dead monkey, fucking dick.
He's like, I'm going to be on the front page for this picture. As long as J. Jonah Jameson isn't a total douchebag.
Maybe he should show up.
I don't need that monkey. I need more pictures of Spider-Man.
Next. Okay.
It is a false advertisement. He didn't carry no train thing up on top of a building. That was bullshit.
He'd do what he wanted to do.
So, yeah, but Shane, he also didn't look like fat Funbaba.
So
I'm okay with that false advertising. I'm gonna give him a 3.7 because I think he was kind of better than OG. Because it drastically changed and got better, and then got a little worse, and then got better again.
When you really examine the costume, it looks bad. It has to be lit and filmed from very specific angles for it to be impressive, and that is a negative in its own right. I think it only becomes about an average movie monster thing. Maybe a little above, maybe like 3.2.
You're right. Like, in this, it doesn't look as good because of the lighting.
Yep.
But when it's the shadows, it really does look good.
Yep.
I mean, you know, like you said, lighting is very important in movies because while one scene looks awful with light, it could look better with less light.
Right. 3.18 for this man.
Good job. You are average.
Monkey.
Slightly above average.
Moving on.
Moving on to
86.
King Kong Lives.
10 years later.
Oh, shit, it's a zombie movie.
Close.
If only.
Zombie Kong.
Close.
He wants the brains of bananas. Oh, my God, that does look like Zombie Kong.
You thought the battle was over, but it's just beginning.
My okay. God.
What's,
next?
How the dude's name?
Yeah,
Dina.
Moving on.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, it was called King Kong 2 and other places.
Ooh, you know,
still not caring.
Japanese have a lot of good art style for, like, cover art. Not
that's
so
why
much
I don't care
making
yet.
The movie.
It's just cover art.
Because, yeah, that's cool manga cover. I don't give a shit. I want to see what he looks like.
Yep. Next.
Okay, well, that's not a great...
Actually, that's
not awful yet.
Pretty impressive.
He's on life support.
And well, you would be too if you got shot the fuck up and fell off the Chrysler building.
Well, there'd be no life support. There'd be no life.
Is this movie American or Japanese? If it's Japanese, then this is continuing from the monkey that just fought the robot.
But if it's American, it's the one.
I think it's like a sequel to the one that we just saw.
The 70s.
So
it's an American movie?
Yeah.
We'll find out here.
Yeah, we'll
is there any people? Can I see people?
Next.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, this screams 80s garbage.
Yeah.
This is really already starting to feel like a B-level slasher monster 80s movie.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Did he get smaller?
Honestly, it looks like Chewie put on a couple pounds.
He's just hunched over.
Okay.
Right? Anybody else? Chewie put on a couple pounds?
Kind of.
And dyed his fur.
And dyed his fur black because he's going through his emo stage.
Next.
Damn!
That's one face, pissed monkey.
Face kind of looks derpy in the rage mode.
Trying to really see feeling the 80s on
trying
this.
Trying to see if I can't
I don't know what it is.
It looks awful, to be fair.
Also the 80s.
Well, no, see, that's just it. 80s had this habit of taking something that looked decent, looked good.
And then fucking with it.
And then they would just put it into these outlandish stories
and
whatnot.
And make them edgy?
Yeah, I guess.
Kinda.
But not like 90s where they wanted to be dark and edgy for the sake of
being dark and
80s
edgy.
Was
no, this
trying,
was like punk edgy.
80s was always trying to be bigger, bigger, bigger.
Right.
Next.
Peekaboo.
Here's Kong.
I was just about to say, did he use a big-ass axe to bust through that? Because that would have been great.
Absolutely. Because it's clearly a fucking costume, I'm looking to see if I can't see the guy's eyes and the mouth, like we saw in the
all
films.
Fighting and no bananas makes Kong
me?
A bad boy.
That immersion.
Next.
Now every time I see that movie, I look for the fucking dude.
Oh, Kong has Lady Kong. Get that shit out of here.
Oh, trust me. It gets worse.
I swear to God, if there's weird 80s monkey boning, I'm gonna be pissed.
No, there's just a kid Kong.
God damn it.
So there was weird 80s monkey boning, we just didn't see it.
It's not on screen.
What the fuck is happening?
I am not impressed.
As the movie goes on, he gets worse and worse.
Next.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm having more fun all right, digging into
hold on, bomb.
The hold on a second.
Epic
trying
photo
to
bomb.
Think of the fucking actor's name.
I told you, I'm having more fun digging in Jeremy's
shit.
Couch at the moment.
I'm trying to think. It's, God damn it.
Well, while you think of that.
Next.
Who played Two-Face in Batman Returns?
Oh, that's it.
Tommy Lee Jones?
No. Nobody played Two-Face in Batman Returns.
Or not Batman Returns. Yeah, fucking whatever the hell. Agent K from Men in Black. Seth knew who I was talking about.
That was Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
Yes.
His squinty face kind of reminds me of Tommy Lee Jones.
Anyway.
It's kind of funny.
That's for King Kong Lives.
He gets
King
a
Kong
2.
2.
He is definitely nowhere near as good as the others. He's still not ass,
it's because
but
of
he's
the
not
80s.
Good.
And I don't know if it's all the things that surround him.
Right.
Or, like, that the atmosphere of where he is just seems wrong or what, but I don't know.
He's still not shiniest turd award Kong.
3.
I'm into 2.5. No, not a 22. Good lord.
Jesus, Seth's fucking rigging the score, making sure the 80s is on top.
I think it's a 2. I think you have to be a fan of this material.
So, 2.1. Because you gave me a 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah.
All right, next up is the Mighty Kong.
Go, go, Mighty Kong.
1998.
Same year as Zilla.
It's true, isn't it?
Oh, Jesus, what the fuck?
It's a musical cartoon.
Yep.
Can we bring back the 60s cartoon? I am so sorry.
But Shane, it was done by WB, which means Batman could show up and go, because I'm Batman.
Next.
Oh, wait, no.
Wow, actually, that is way better.
Why did you have brown fur in the...
Because stupid, shitty cover art.
Yeah. The covers are never the same.
That is actually not bad.
Next.
That is bad.
Now he has brown fur again. Maybe the lighting? No, it's just shitty.
Next.
That could be the lighting. Of course, it's the same
what
too.
The...
It could just be a matter of when it comes down to it, most animation... has to be sent overseas to get done, and they just fill in the color however they fill in the color, like how in Ren and Stimpy, every now and again they go to blink and the eyelids will be completely fucking black.
Next.
See, this is not nearly as bad as the 60s cartoon.
The way he's standing, he has this perfectly set up for an RKO out of nowhere. But it will be an RKO out of somewhere.
Gonna go ahead and Nancy Grace my own mic.
Next. Oh, he deals with a snake here.
That has to be a fucking enormous snake. It's
a python. So,
yeah. They got the one from Anaconda on loan. Wasn't doing nothing.
Next.
Yeah, I'm just really not impressed.
Butterfinger. Better than police car.
Kong, eat a statement. Snickers. Why? Because you're not yourself when you're hungry.
Better? Better.
Next.
Oh, God, you're into her?
Probably Shane, better. You mean to tell me that lady right there is not in your top 10 animated women?
You mean some bitch?
Somewhere.
Damn, son.
Next.
Hate.
The salt is real.
Where the fuck is the other half of the damn picture?
Apparently they were fading to black, because, yeah.
Or he's going through
Air 404 picture almost found.
No, it's because this was definitely done in that old format. It's not a widescreen production.
Yeah.
Next. Okay.
That looks nothing. You couldn't even attempt to get close.
I will give it a 1.7.
I really want to know what Bill gives
it.
1.2.
Come on, Bill. Ooka, ooka.
Don't do that. Bill might give it a good score.
Oh, man. This is fucking bad. This is really fucking bad.
Hey, my score never changes.
He's giving another one.
Another one.
Hey, Shane, this is not as bad as that one episode that we did a long while back where I just increasingly got more and more pissed off as we went.
What year was this again?
98. Yeah.
So this is the same. This is WB Studios.
Yep.
WB Animation Studios. The same guys that gave us Gargoyles.
Yep.
This is a fucking zero.
Wait, Gargoyles was Disney.
A fucking zero. Yeah, but I thought it was done by WB Studios.
This was the time era of Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which makes Bill give 1.2 it a zero
overall.
Still.
1.2 for the mighty Kong.
Yeah, sounds more like he's the pathetic Kong.
2000 to 2001 Kong the Animated Series.
Oh, God. Why? Stop with the animated series. You're not good at them. No. All right, that's not super terrible yet.
Kong.
I state yet. That's a cover art.
Next.
He looks like an angry monkey.
Nope. Bill. I just looked it up. Gargoyles was made by, was produced by Walt Disney Television.
Yeah, and Buena Vista.
But
and
Buena Bill Vista actually television. Thought it was WB.
Well, because that had awesome
Shane, look at the fucking screen.
I already did. That's why I'm looking away from it.
Okay.
I haven't looked up yet. I'm,
Don't look up.
Next!
You're not doing...
Seth doesn't even need to. We'll just tell if it's bad.
Next.
Oh, it's roided up Kong. Oh, no.
Oh, for God.
Starfire?
Sure. Why not?
Why? She looks better than the new one.
I was going to say Laura Croft pre-boob job, but...
Laura Croft's not a redhead.
It's true.
Yeah.
And she could be dyeing her hair for some fucking frat party. Who knows?
Next.
With the monkey?
Yeah.
Ooh.
This Kong is quite jacked.
Seth, do you remember the good old days where I was the drunkaden or the hungoverden?
You want to go back to those days?
This thing is starting to make me want to go back
to those days. There's a beer in the fridge.
Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure my stomach and liver will not allow me to do that anymore.
But there's a beer in the fridge.
Next.
One beer is not gonna fix this.
That's it for this Kong.
This is like a 12-pack kind of job.
No, it'll help because the nasty piss taste in your mouth will make you forget about this for like 2 minutes.
Why does Jeremy have PBR in the fridge?
It's either that or I think it's Bush Light. I can't remember.
So what's the score on
this?
This
is one.
Kong.
Because this sucked.
Fucking one.
One.
There's not a fucking rating I can give this.
Just give it a one so we can move the fuck on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Damn.
Hold on. This thing gets
Bill
a six.
Is getting so mad.
I mean, 0.6. I forgot to hit the decimal place.
I'm ready
fuck.
For this episode to be over.
A 0.92. Moving on.
Okay.
Animation was an absolute shitstorm for the monkey.
Peter Jackson's King Kong. From
now
2005.
We get to go to PJ Kong.
Oh, this is that super long movie that it took me three times to get through.
I think I've only seen this version once.
I have never seen this version.
Ooka.
Well, I've seen it. I finally made it all the way through it. But it took like three tries because I kept falling asleep.
Yeah, I saw this version once, years later, in bits and pieces.
You didn't see the extended version?
Fuck no. The extended version was the goddamn game I got for the GameCube that my stepmom got for absolutely free from the video store because they couldn't sell the fucking copy at the goddamn game store next by, the fucking the Game Crazy.
And it became his favorite game.
Yeah, Best Buy gave me
it was fun because I had the action replay so I could run around and interact with the little fucking dinosaurs that were chasing me.
Yeah, I know what it's like to
get
crap for free.
Monkey.
It's all CGI.
Except for the woman.
Look, you're in the age of CGI at this point.
Yep. Unless you're talking about Kong's face where it's... Yeah. You go ahead and you do your sit-ups. Get ripped. Get jacked. When I stab you with a knife.
They're trying to make him more look more like a gorilla.
Right. That's what he's supposed to be.
Because it's what he's supposed to be.
The rest of him looks more like a gorilla. His face makes me wonder if I should stay out of his goddamn pool.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to...
Get off my lawn.
He's about to fuck up this T-Rex.
I work out at the home.
Next.
Ah, sweet nectar.
See,
that fight was sweet, by the way.
Yeah,
he fucked up that T-Rex.
Hey, Seth. Ah, sweet nectar. It's like my fair. T-Rex is tearing ass around the backyard.
Evolution
but it's
decided
laying
to take a
still.
Big fucking steamy, smelly shit all over the T-Rex. Look at me. Look at these. You don't have these.
Next.
They had
Why couldn't we be recording there to have Shane to the fucking flailing T-Rex arm?
Ooka, ooka.
That was funny.
Monkey.
Now, they went back to what, like a 25-foot tall monkey? Because he's not, obviously he's not as big as a building. There's buildings right there.
He's two stories tall again.
He can't go inside the buildings because he's too big.
Because he's two stories tall.
Unless he stands up and then he's maybe three and a half.
But no, I'm factoring if he stands up, he's probably about two stories tall.
Yeah.
Because this is at, like, an upwards angle.
Right.
And if he stood up, he would probably have his head touching that fucking balcony-looking thing on that second floor.
Next.
Ooka.
Check it out. I'm chilling up here with this crazy bitch, and the sun's coming up.
They pick an attractive actress to do that.
Now kill him. Do it. Do it.
Ooka.
Glue it. Screw it.
Ooka.
He doesn't ooka. He roars.
Blew it.
Oh.
Chew it.
What the fuck was... I'm intimidated by a giant 25-foot monkey that goes... Rawr.
Rawr.
Get the fuck out of here.
Ooka. Next.
But this Kong did get his shit kicked in a lot. I mean, all the scars and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he's going to, Chief.
But Mom, I don't want to go to my room.
Let's fall off the building.
And then this guy in overalls and a red hat shows up.
Oh, Bill.
Hey, what are you doing with my girlfriend, Pauline?
Good.
Next. Okay.
Like I said, we're in the age of CGI now.
3.4.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Let's go 3.5. It's it's fine. Look, it's all CGI. It's not there anymore. It's not real. As far as I'm concerned,
five.
It's not fucking creative. You say five?
Five.
God damn.
I liked the way this Kong looked.
I just don't like CGI. It's fake. It's not real. It's not there. It doesn't survive the test of time. And like 2 years after watching anything CGI, when I go back, it may have tricked me in the theaters and said, holy fuck. But CGI never, ever, 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 ever stands the test of time in any movie you can possibly name.
That's true.
Real explosions are more impressive than CGI explosions. Real puppetry aliens are always more impressive. Alien. Case fucking closed.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, because that came out in the 70s. Yeah.
It's real.
So that xenomorph looked good.
Yep.
It looked real good.
And it's real.
3.58.
Everything you saw in that movie holds up today because
Bill,
it's actually there.
But Bill, Henry Cavill's mustache will always look amazing.
That's probably why.
Always.
Where's my Nancy Grace power?
Wait, what? What number, Seth?
2004.
I almost said it
Mike
with a
four.
Straight face.
2006. Kong Returned to the Jungle.
Is this another animation one?
Actually, from what I can figure out, this is a sequel to the animated.
Hey, guess what? I already know what I'm giving this thing. Yeah. You want to know what it is? It's zero.
Next.
It's only... It's
hey,
only...
Shane! Oh, you remember that thing?
It's a CGI sequel to
hey,
the
Shane!
What
the fuck is
Shane,
that?
You remember that episode?
Zero.
That we discussed briefly a little bit ago?
Next.
Whereas things progressively went on, I kept getting more
oh, God.
And more pissed off. Every goddamn time we see an animated thing, fuck this! It's a zero!
Next.
Hey, okay. Look, all three photos are done. Who else is adding to the zero train?
Zero.
Bill. Train's pulling into Nopesville.
Dude, this is awful.
Last train to Nopesville.
What is it with the animated projects with the monkey? Like, they just don't fucking work.
It's not good.
Because not who good. Wants to draw a monkey when you could draw anything else?
Okay. Oh, God, I have got to be a dick.
You know what's
one.
Really sad?
Still on the list.
You know what's really sad? We have seen shit from like the 50s and the 60s that look better than this, and they're apes. Specifically one. Oh, I'm sorry. Grape Ape. Looks better than these!
Grape Ape.
So, Bill, we got zero, zero.
Oh, yeah, it's
zero.
A fucking zero.
Oh, wow. I was nice. I gave it a 0.1.
Which means it's a 0.02. Congratulations.
It barely did not make the list for shame.
It astonishes me how bad these animated projects are.
2016 to 2018.
Oh, please be an animated one.
Kong, King of Apes. Oh, my God. There's 15 pictures.
Actually, the sad thing is it is animated.
Ah!
But not as bad.
No! See, this is actually better than the animated shit. Yes, it's animated.
And it's a Netflix animation.
But the thing is, this actually just this one picture reminds me of a Pixar movie.
Shane, it's not bad.
Shane, Pixar Kong.
I'm not even going to get into this argument.
Next.
See, cute baby
Kong.
He begins
as a baby.
He looks like Winston.
Yeah,
next.
But you like Winston.
I do.
He's got an egg.
I'm sorry. You guys might get mad at me for this, but that's not intimidating at all.
Next.
King of Kongs.
By the power of Nancy Grace!
He has the mutant!
Next. Ooh.
That's like Scared Kong.
Yeah.
That's not...
Next.
It's not how King Kong's supposed to be.
What the
shit?
Shane, hold this. I'm going to go take a piss.
Oh, no. You're going to sit right the fuck there. Because you... Did you justify this? Were you one of the people that justified it?
Fuck no.
Okay, good.
I already put a zero.
Go enjoy a piss. Go enjoy a piss.
Next.
On this.
Oh.
You know...
I can't piss on that. It's on the internet. The internet is intangible.
Oh, no.
You know, I really hate how cover art just ropes me in sometimes. I'm like, this might not suck. And then immediately it's like, nope, I was wrong.
The second it had any kind of attachment to anything that looked like Pixar, it was garbage.
Next.
Pixar, the Pixar style of animation
yeah!
does not belong anywhere near God fucking... Doesn't belong
God
near anything
Kong,
like doesn't belong near anything
Kingzilla.
Like Godzilla. It's not a fucking Toho thing.
Yeah, Kong, you're doing a Kool-Aid man.
Leave the Toho stuff with Toho.
Yes, tokusatsu-esque kaiju giant monsters. Simply, look, if you're going to do it for something like that Brainiac movie or something where it's goofy and it fits the art style and that's where it belongs and that's where it was created to be, that's fine. Like Despicable Me 3 where they have the giant fucking funny robot guy. That's built for that movie to work in that movie.
Next.
This, oh. That's the face I made when I saw you.
Next.
Oh.
All right. Homer Simpson Kong. I'm just going to call it now. I get this.
Next.
Ooh.
I already gave my score.
Next.
Did it make the list?
I'm going to modify that.
He's fighting a T-Rex.
Yeah, from Toy Story.
Next.
Holy shit.
That was accurate.
So we're just waiting on Scott for the score.
Oh my god, this is bad.
Next.
Why did they get the guy from Big Hero 6 on loan?
He looks like the guy from fucking Sing.
Oh yeah.
That shit should not fucking look like that ever.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Next.
Well, good job, Netflix. I was under the impression that most every single show I've ever seen you do has been fucking a thumbs up, great fucking thing, just a fucking flat out good, decent company. Now I know I was wrong.
So while we're talking...
Next.
Well...
Okay.
A Netflix original series.
So what you got, Scott? Because I modified mine. I had to bump it up
two.
To...
Two?
Oh, two? Okay. Yeah, I had to bump mine up to a 0.1 because while I was pissing, I realized that was Gorilla Grodd on the screen. So that had,
it still
had to
doesn't
go up
save
to a 0.1. No, but Scott's Christmas saved it because now it's at a 0.42. So it's not the King of Shit Mountain, but it's pretty close.
You're right.
It's okay. It still made Shane's list. So.
Kong, this is the first time we're ever going to do a Kong thing, right?
Yes.
-5.
Oh, okay, hold on. Now I got to go to fuck back.
I'm using my nuke.
Okay.
Damn. Wait, I haven't used mine yet, have I?
You get one nuke per property, which means if you use it on Kong, you can never use it on anything else if we ever talk about Kong again. But you know what? I have a hard time believing it can get worse than that.
0 plus 2.
Are we allowed to amend scores?
It's a pain in the ass to backtrack, though.
Oh, this would be easy to find.
-0.58.
Oops. Mm.
Actually, no, because I'd be too hard up on trying to figure out which of those two Zords I hate the most.
Okay, 2017.
Yeah, but we're not done with that one yet.
Skull
now this
Island.
Is the newest
there might be
movie.
Worse ones coming. You never know.
I know it. I remember.
Giant
it
poopy
like.
Pyramid or upside down wing Zord. I'm
oh, there's
pretty
always
sure.
worse Zords. You need to go back and watch our
See,
episodes.
Now this is the current Kong.
I'm good.
You haven't seen fucking Have you seen weird that? Legged ball and cup man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually pretty good. So there's big ass monkey. Because this is
Ball and Cup Man.
Yeah. You heard me. Watch the old board. Episodes.
Yes. Did they like take the sidekick from one of the common
it's
writers
amazing.
And blow
it
him
won,
up?
It won our worst Zord ever
it
award.
It literally has a ball and cup.
Next,
it literally is a pure zero from everyone.
Now, man.
So
watching,
I'm noticing something so far. Just I'm getting a good
outline.
Silhouette of King Kong.
Well, that's because they wanted him to be very mystery until the movie released.
Yeah,
you didn't really see much of him, and then even when the movie started, this entire scene, when the helicopters are flying, helicopters are starting to fucking crash. Something is tearing him apart, and everybody's like fucking like, "What's going on? What's all this?" Nobody really don't see Kong yet. You just see that he's destroying shit. You hear it. You see helicopters being thrown. And stuff, and the other people are like, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's showing you from the cockpits, people reacting, but you don't see the monster.
Not quite. They do show it to you finally
when
the helicopter, and it's like, and Kong stands up, and they're like, oh my god, what is that?
Yep.
This movie's actually pretty fucking good.
Yeah, they were pretty good about their suspense not revealing him for quite a while.
Yes.
Even after you knew he was there, you didn't really see him.
Yeah, we knew it was Kong was going to show up, and we knew what was destroying it. I just didn't know what he looked like.
Next.
Until there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's fucking...
I will
Was that
up.
The actual size comparison right there on that
poster? He is... This is the largest version of Kong, yes.
Yes, he is outrageous.
He has to be because he's going to be fighting Godzilla.
Yep.
Because I thought in this movie he wasn't as
he
big.
He wasn't. He's not fully grown yet.
So this poster is misleading.
We don't know. I don't actually know how big he's going to get, but they did make sure to put in.
I would say this poster is misleading. Yeah. Yes, I don't think he was that big.
Okay,
he is big enough to easily grab those helicopters.
Okay, listen, he wasn't. Okay, he wasn't so
his
big.
His eyeball wasn't the size of
a helicopter.
Yes, yeah.
But it did have Loki in it, and that's always good.
Next, didn't it also have Jack Black in it?
No, that was one.
Yeah. That was 2005.
That's the Peter Jackson one.
And there's Kong.
Yeah, that's how big he is. That's an idea for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not fully grown, by the way.
Yeah, he's growing up.
He's still growing.
Next.
That is one very pissed off monkey.
This one is mean.
Well, you said he's growing up, so that means he's probably in his angsty teenage years.
Actually.
Maybe.
I think there was a couple of times where he was very angsty.
Or he could just be in his terrible twos.
Okay, true. He is.
Next.
I liked this movie. These pictures are not doing it justice, though.
I don't know. I mean, that's pretty good work right there when you think CGI and
right.
The way it's matting his fur and he looks
say,
wet.
Is that the wet monkey?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, this island, this version of Skull Island is fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Next.
Because he fight that thing.
Yeah, see, that looks really good.
What the fuck is that thing?
One of the first bosses from Symphony of the Night.
Oh, fuck, it is.
Oh, shit.
It's the boss in Symphony of the Night that holds that spear thing.
Yeah, that the fucking weird gargoyle guy fucking grabs and flies away with.
Yep. Mm. I'm going to agree with you guys. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. From Symphony of the Night. Yep.
Next.
Oh, shit.
Biatch.
He's ferocious.
Did he hit it with a tree or is that his teeth flying out?
Maybe both.
A little column A, a little column B.
Well, he used all sorts of interesting things to beat these guys. I thought the movie was good.
I'm gonna have to go watch this here movie.
I own it. I've made it through half. Then I had to leave, and I've yet to watch the rest.
Okay, it is good.
It was not like I fell asleep or I was lost interest. I had to leave.
Next,
so I didn't get to finish it.
Like when he gets fully grown. I feel like this.
That dude's got a big fucking gun.
The way he looks back there, the way he's turning, his arm is huge. Like that is pretty sweet. Looking.
Actually, with the way that looks, I think that guy's running around with a Beretta.
Next,
50 caliber sniper rifle.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Japan! This right here is right out of King Kong versus Godzilla.
Because
that's how he fought. He fought a big giant Kraken octopus thing in that movie.
This thing
is creepy tentacle hentai.
Everything
monsters.
On this island is terrifying.
Well, it's kind of like that with all of them. There's always like dinosaurs and crazy shit. And like
this
in the Peter Jackson movie, they end up fighting a bunch of worms that are giant and fucking freaky.
They fought
and
Tremors
shit.
Or the Graboids?
They're worms. They're fucking disgusting and scary.
That's why I said Graboids.
You ever seen the movie Tremors?
No, Tremors is not even close. These are disgusting, gooey, fucking
darker.
Freaky mouth anus worms. Like they're fucking scary looking.
Next.
So there were Sarlacc.
Oh my god, that's some tentacle shit going on.
Alright.
Oh, he was eating it.
Never. I was about to say, I'm sorry, was I the only one who ever watched the original Old Boy? You just grab the squid and you eat it whole, motherfucker.
Unfortunately, you probably are. I seen the remake.
I believe that.
Next.
I won't kiss. Bitch,
Kong
you get the fuck
kiss.
Off me!
Kong no like kisses.
How about a little tongue? How about no?
Kong no. Tied down.
I actually don't even know what these things are.
You know what else it looks like? In Beetlejuice, where the guy pulls his face
out and pokes
his eyes.
And I don't know what
this shit gets better and better.
I don't know what these things are supposed to be. I really don't. But they're fucking, they're freaky.
And they're
God damn it.
Awesome.
And the more I keep looking at these things and the more that we keep making references, the more the only thing I could think of is Primal Rage.
Oh shit!
I felt like this.
Yeah,
I felt like this was a promotion.
Right.
Primal Rage.
Next. Ook.
Hey, now he just needs a piss move.
You look at him. He's not even looking at her. He's looking at Loki. He's like, yeah. I know what you are, God of Mischief.
He's like, hey.
Hey.
He's like, get away from my woman. I'm the jealous type.
Okay.
And he's like, bitch, I'm Loki?
He's like, hey, can you do me a solid? There's this creepy-ass dinosaur guy trying to make out with me. Could you fucking do something about that guy? Hey. I mean, you're a god, right?
How come Kong sounds like he's in one of the fucking Goodfellas movies or something?
Next.
Because.
Okay. All
right, wait. Go back to that one real quick.
What, the first one?
Now that I look at it, how deep's that water supposed to be?
They're all Jesus.
That's what I was about to think. I'm like, okay, why is there like
I saw
five
that.
Fucking soldiers?
I saw that and I thought they were walking on water.
There's a squad of soldiers just fucking Jesus-ing it up.
That's just super duper shallow water.
Yes.
Or it's like the Dead Sea where you could actually walk across it because the salt content's so fucking high.
Oh, let's rate this Kong.
This Kong, I'm gonna give it a,
this is
tough
because I do like this Kong, because this is the Kong that's gonna fight Godzilla. And he's not fully grown, and I lost my words, and somebody take over.
It's a 4.6. I really, really like this one.
I gave the original 4 because of its style, because of the time period, and because it wasn't CGI. This has to be CGI, unfortunately. I mean, I guess it doesn't. You guess I could put him in a big monkey suit, but then it would look ridiculous.
The only way you could... Okay, see, this is the thing with CGI. I think CGI should be used to enhance costume design.
Yeah.
Now, with movies like this, I expect CGI. I do. I just do nowadays.
I feel like if you try to enhance a costume, it doesn't work out very well, because then you get Green Lantern.
No, you don't, because the new Star Wars movie, when you look at characters like the guy that takes the money and gives out the rations.
Yeah.
That dude is a real costume.
Is that Simon Pegg?
That's Simon Pegg.
That dude is a real costume. He's actually there.
Okay.
Then they use CGI on top of him to graph out the sludginess of him.
Yeah.
And the way he moves and the way the light reflects just perfectly.
Okay, then Green Lantern.
So he's really there, which means he'll survive the test of time, and the CGI will just always make him that much better.
Yeah.
That's also how they handled all the stuff in the new Star Trek movies. Those characters and things are there, unless you're talking about the Enterprise. But inside of the Enterprise, when you're looking at engineering and whatnot, those are real stages.
Why did they just...
And then they're modified with CGI inside of those real stages.
Why couldn't they just build a real Enterprise?
They don't do model work anymore. It's just the way it is.
Meaning, build in-space Enterprise.
I want an
Enterprise.
Actual full-scale Enterprise.
I know you do.
Well, careful. With Trump, we might get that.
Hey, I'll sign up for Space Force.
Now him...
We're going to go to space, and we're going to get them damn Vulcans, and... We're going to make them build a wall and pay for
Vulcan.
It.
That's actually a really good
That's
Trump
really
impression.
Good, actually. That was very impressive.
See, I can't do that
I
one.
Really felt like if I wasn't turning my head towards him, Trump was in the room.
So look.
My God.
I do like this.
I do.
I'm not oblivious to the idea that in about 2 years... I'll look back on it and I'll feel the same way. When I first saw the Peter Jackson King Kong, I bought it for one reason. I got a 1080p TV and a Blu-ray player. And I said, what's the first fucking thing I need? That movie. Because the CGI is fucking tremendous.
Because they kept showing it at Best Buy and stuff. And I was like...
Today, mm-hmm. When I look at it, my eyes are no longer tricked by it. It looks like a cartoon. And I know it's going to happen with this. My eyes don't survive for more than a year on CGI, and then I can already see through its cartooniness.
I'm going to give this a 4, because I don't think it's better than the original, but I think it's just as good.
I'm at like a 4.2. I really like this.
I do.
And I think that what it's about to lead us into, into is really good.
Oh, yeah.
I think his design is solid. He's just man enough, just ape enough to be scary.
Yeah, I... Anyway, and this is not even his final form.
I was just about to say, that's right. Not his final form.
Yeah, and he's already kind of terrifying.
Because daddy monkey this, daddy monkey that.
Oh my god, yes.
Four.
Four, excellent, excellent. This guy is going to be right Seth? Up there with the original.
I like the fact that they were able to keep the fur looking wet, the fact that they actually can show the moss growing in his fur. Because that actually would happen out in the wild, especially because there's not really anybody around who can pick all the bugs and shit out of his fur.
Yeah,
yeah, he's the only one of his kind.
The only one. But yeah. At the same time, I'm kind of with Bill. The CG does what it's supposed to for now. Like, we are eventually moving into the Uncanny Valley territory with CGI, and it's going to get to that point where, unless they do like they did with Star Wars... where they have a dude in the suit and then enhance the suit based off of, you know, like the way that the CGI can make it look better. Yeah, it's just, it's going to get to that point where people are either going to start losing their fucking minds and taking all their assault rifles and blowing up their damn TVs. Or it's going to get to that point where shit's going to look so fucking ridiculous. People be confused as to what's real and what's fake, and then we move more closer to everything looking like shit, even real life. So, I'm at a 3.8. He's just barely below, so altogether 4.12.
I believe the original wins, but you're a close second.
I even feel that way when I look back, when I look at, I remember being dumbfounded when I saw the Avengers movie. And I saw a young Tony Stark. Now when I go back and I look at it, I can see that it looks cartoon fake. It's hard for me to explain. My eyes are not fooled by CGI for very long. It probably lasts a couple of months. If I see it in the theater and I can fool myself into being in love with it, I can get about a year out of CGI, and then I just get tired of it.
So we got four group pictures. So
let's see these group pictures real quick.
Yep, because I got to get going home.
Like, what is the very best movie monster that has survived the test of time for me? It's the T-Rex.
Oh, yeah. From Jurassic Park?
Because it was real. It's there. It's a gigantic animatronic monster that still exists today. That thing is there. That's impressive.
That is. That's why
that survives the test of time.
That's why that original Jurassic Park movie was so good.
So is he taking a selfie then?
Yes.
Yes.
So the one in the middle is taking a selfie with Grandpa and Junior.
Yes.
Sure.
Well, you know, in the 80s, they were all about their phones. Had they had our phones,
yeah,
you'd think it's bad now.
A lot worse, yeah.
Next.
Ooh. The new one is sad. He doesn't have a...
I like how the original looks like he's got one of those toy glider planes. Like he's going to throw it across the yard and be like, yay.
This is so much fun.
Look at my teeth.
The one in the middle looks like he's dumb.
No, the one in the middle is pissed off because he threw his into the fiery lava pits.
Yeah, and now he doesn't have a cool glider plane anymore.
And the newer one's just like, y'all's is dumb.
Yeah, and that's the older man that's like, these plane things are fucking stupid.
No, he's sad because he doesn't have a building
to climb. Oh, no! He's like, oh, guys.
That one in the middle doesn't have a building to climb.
Technically, he does.
Later!
He's just pissed off because right now because his glider's in the lava.
The new Kong is sad. He's not sad. He's like, y'all are old school. You playing with planes? I got helicopters.
Yeah, he's got those new drone toys you get from Walmart.
He's like,
he's looking back and he's got this cool technology, but they're having so much more fun and he's like, I want to play with those glider planes.
Why does mine have to sit on the charger?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine doesn't.
Damn it, Mom bought the wrong size batteries. I needed double A's, not triple A's. Fuck!
Why did I get Serpentera batteries with my fucking helicopter?
Next. Huh.
Peter Jackson Kong is like, rah! And fucking this other one's over here like, bring it on, bitch! I'm still standing here!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it any. Oh, fuck!
I don't give no fucks! Next.
Godzilla versus King Kong.
It's gonna be good.
About to get punched right in the lizard face.
Dude, Godzilla's gonna go through some shit in this next movie.
You know, it's actually really funny that Legendary is doing this.
You know, I'm sorry, but what Godzilla is going to be about to go through, you would think Kong would not stand a fucking chance.
If this movie looks like it's going to do what it's going to do, I don't understand how they could sell the King Kong versus Godzilla movie without giving Kong one more movie to fight a bunch of monsters himself to put them on equal playing field.
Because those monsters that he fought, Godzilla would have ate them.
Yeah.
The stuff that he has to deal with. Okay, he's not going to fight Mothra because apparently Mothra's a very friendly.
He was in the original, too.
Yeah. I'm probably going to say. I think everybody says his name wrong, but King Ghidorah is in this movie. Mm-hmm. It's fucking sweet. That's my favorite Godzilla villain.
Now, here's the real question. Did they put the verses in a weird spot, or did they forget the, what do you call it, the colon at the end of Godzilla? Because it's either Godzilla, colon, King versus Kong, or it's Godzilla versus King Kong.
It's a fan-made
versus King Kong.
Okay, then they need to fucking space it out better, because...
No, they did it like that
this
on purpose.
This is going to be cool.
I know, but...
Who's excited for this?
Dude, it's done by Legendary. So if you read the entire
Legendary
wording,
Godzilla.
It's Legendary Godzilla versus King Kong.
Well, technically, it's Symbol Legendary Godzilla.
Yep. King it's Symbol Kong. Legendary
Ow!
Godzilla King versus Kong.
I forgot that's the hand that I hurt.
I was about to say, how did you hurt your hand on my leg fat?
It's because I hit it wrong, and that's the one that I fucked up at work.
Fair enough.
Okay, now Bill goes and eats chicken, and then gets
and
a tiny dog.
And I go home to feed cats and make goddamn French toast, because fuck you. Breakfast for dinner.
Tiny dog and chicken.
Fireworks.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.